Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. The results are in. We just talked with Rich Fitzgerald in the last hour, along with Corey O'Connor and Judge-elect Jamie Hickton. And Rich said he was going down the David Lawrence Convention Center because there's a big thing going on. Pittsburgh Robotics Network, proud to present their Robotics and AI Discovery Day. And joining us is Maddie Love, Director of Communications for the Pittsburgh Robotics Network. And you can see her on our live stream at kdkradio.com and our new YouTube KDK Radio page that you can watch, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Maddie, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Give us some sense of what is happening today at the David Lawrence Convention Center. Suffice to say, Rich Fitzgerald thinks it's a big deal and is rolling down the hill from the Parkway West to get there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a big deal today. So it's happening today. It's a chance to really experience the future right here in Pittsburgh. We are the robotics capital of the world, and we were the birthplace of AI. So why not throw a wonderful event that goes ahead and celebrates that right here?
So how many different companies will be represented, and what kind of things will we see?
Yeah, so it's really here for groundbreaking innovation, world-class research. We have everything from robotics companies and AI companies that are located here in Pittsburgh, some that are global, as well as our staple institutions like CMU, Pitt, and all of their affiliates here. It's about making sure that everyone has an opportunity to have a touch point with robotics. There are really, really cool things happening here in Pittsburgh, and over 200 exhibitors and 10,000 attendees expected today.
Well, that's impressive in and of itself. And as you know, Maddie, a lot of the talk for years has been, how do we get talent to come here and how do we keep talent here from young people moving away? And what are we doing to attract people with these new jobs?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's where robotics and AI has a huge future here in Pittsburgh. It's something that we go ahead and make sure that there's workforce programs that can train people into technician roles that creates additional employment here. We also have two world-class institutions here. And if we can provide wonderful companies here for them to go ahead and work, that gives them a future here in Pittsburgh. And that's what we see with Gecko, who just hit unicorn status. Skilled AI, a world-class AI institution, right?
When you say unicorn status, that means they've reached the $1 billion mark.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. And they're right here in Pittsburgh. They're actually right there on the showroom floor.
And I'm also curious in terms of outside of getting people excited about robotics and artificial intelligence, part of what you have to do is to sell the region. What do you tell people that are here from out of town?
Yeah, so there's a ton of people here from out of town right now. We have investors. We have people looking to make partnerships. We have people that are looking to explore new business options here in Pittsburgh as well. And I think when they come here, they're really blown away. Pittsburgh, it's heavier than you'd think in the world of tech. And we're just excited to celebrate that today.
When you walk around, and I'm sure you've been out on the exhibit floor just to see the setup, any aha moments even for you, things you see and you go, wow, that's really incredible.
Yes. So this is our fourth annual. I tell you, it's insane this year. There are robots and autonomous machines running everywhere. There are autonomous forklifts. The Aurora self-driving truck is here. We have Astrobotic. We have Gecko. We have amazing companies, and they have actual physical robots, physical products that you can see, touch, feel, make sure that you have, get an eyeball up and close and personal and have an opportunity to interact with. And we think that's really important because oftentimes these these products are, you know, behind closed doors. You don't actually get to see them. You get to see a cool video of them. This is a really rare opportunity to walk up and actually have an interaction.
I'm going to have to send you, and I showed Rich that we were in San Francisco and took a driverless car from Waymo around the city of San Francisco. Yeah. And that technology largely was developed here. Same with the autonomous truck.
Big time. Yeah, it's awesome. I don't think people realize how much technology does get developed here. And our goal is to make sure, you know, showcase it off here and keep that talent here. Keep these companies here. Make sure that there is a ton of commercialization here in the Pittsburgh region to continue to grow us into the tech hub that we are.
Now, this is 9 until 6 today, David Lawrence Convention Center. Is there a admittance fee?
No, it is completely free and open to the public. So there's a registration desk right at the top of Hall A. All you have to do is come up the escalators and come hang out.
I think that's a great idea. And again, more than 10,000 attendees expected and over 200 exhibitors. So, Maddie, appreciate you taking some time for us this morning. Sounds like it's going to be a great day.
Amazing. Come on out. Don't miss your chance to see the future.
The future is here. Maddie Love, Director of Communications, Pittsburgh Robotics Network. In studio from our newsroom. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning, Larry.
What is trending, T?
The election is trending. I just want to throw that out there. And kudos to the young people out there. My daughter was online all day yesterday. She was talking to her friends. She was making sure that everybody she surrounds herself with is involved and know what's happening
and
to get out and vote. And they really and truly stood up. So we really have to, you know, congratulate and commend our younger kids that, you know, sometimes they're caught between what's happening on social media and don't know whether it's true or false. So, I mean, I'm very, very, very excited with how they turned out yesterday.
To that point, more and more, I think people are understanding that what they're seeing on social media is, in many cases now, not true at all.
Correct.
In fact, all of these videos, not in the same genre in terms of politics, just videos out there that people believe are real,
yeah,
and they're not.
Yes, yes, yes. So, I mean, we have to stay involved in you know, whatever political side you're on, but just inform. Let the kids know what's out there and let them form their own opinion. But the thought and just to see them, you know, the turnout for them is, it's really inspiring. So you older folks out there,
don't be looking at me.
Older folks out there, you should worry because them young kids out there in droves.
Well,
I mean, they're fed up on both sides. I mean, they're just fed up with the old mentality of how we were raised and how our grandfather raised us and our grandparents raised us and our moms and our dads. And they're developing into their own person, and we have to respect that no matter if we like it or not.
It's kind of how it's supposed to go. And as Rich Fitzgerald pointed out, you have Allegheny County Executive Sarah Inamorato in her early 40s,
yeah,
I believe, and Corey O'Connor. So you have the next generation taking over leadership in this region alone and some of the surrounding regions.
I like what Corey said, and to see him yesterday when I was at, you know, his polling place, to see, you know, he has little kids. So he is actually living to see what his kids are going to have a better, you know, opportunity in a better Pittsburgh, in a better way that, you know, they could see things progress here in the city. And that's absolutely phenomenal to see. I mean, sometimes you see, you know, politicians, their kids are, you know, they're grown, they have their own lives. So you look at it and say, so what are you in it for? You know, you can look and see, like, you have two little kids and, you know, I'm living for my kids and I'm trying to make this, you know, place a better place for everybody, you know. But I mean, it's nice to see that, you know, we can look out now and we beat these young kids up often. I mean, you hear it, you see it. Oh, they're get off TikTok, get off Instagram. That's all they know. But yesterday, it was a tremendous.
They showed up.
They showed up and they showed out.
All right. Do you ever purchase lottery tickets?
I do. Yes.
I happened to be gassing up last night and it hit me. Oh, the Mega Millions.
Right.
Is now no jackpot winner last night, including me, but I thought.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wouldn't it be ironic if I last minute thought I got to get gas and then thought, well, I better get a ticket.
That's a sign.
I was thinking this will be a great story. I'll yes. be able to say I didn't want to stop, but I ended up being there and I got a ticket and won the Mega Millions.
Right.
But it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
For no individual. Mega Millions now will be worth $843 million.
Wow. Why don't they give 843 people $1 million?
Or win the lottery, the $1 million lottery, they'll pay you a dollar a year for 1 million years.
Oh, God, no. What? I mean, it's the lottery is just frustrating. There are people who are avid lottery players, like my husband. I mean, he isn't the same if he doesn't play his lottery every day. But it's frustrating. And I said, you're just throwing money out the door. But then he says, you know what? That's what the person who won the last Mega Million said. So he says, hey, you have to play.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance.
By the way, the Powerball tonight is worth $438 million, which is nothing to sneeze at.
No. Are you playing?
I mean, that would definitely. Last night when I did it.
How did you feel? You looked like you felt dirty.
Well, No.
Like, oh, I just gave my money away.
No, I decided, and they upped what each card, you know, it's a draw. So it's $5 per now in Mega Millions.
Yes, I know.
Still $2 per draw on the Powerball. But at the get-go, near where I live, they don't sell them behind the counter. They got a machine now.
Yeah, I was going to say that to you. So a lot of gas stations have them.
And I had never used one before. Mm-hmm. And there were people behind me going, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And one guy yells out, hey, Larry, you never played a lottery? I'm like, I don't know. Wait, and they go, just hit the button.
Yes. I guess they just, you know, I guess it's easier for people to just go and press the buttons. But I went and played. Also, I play the big four. When I do, I play the big four. My address always hits 8614. So if you guys are listening, 8614, play that number.
That's your cheat code from T.
And if you hit, you better call me and tell me, T, here's a couple thousand. Throw me dog a bone.
If she hits, you'll never see T again.
That's a fact.
Gone.
Good is gone.
Thank you, T.
Gone by dawn. Bye.
Tamara Rush. I bid five. Top stories driving the day's news weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. If you just tuned in, you're probably saying, why is Larry asking if you want to clone your pet? Well, big story for superstars is seven-time Super Bowl champ Tom Brady did clone his dog. And Aaron, growing up, did you have pets?
Yes, I've had a few dogs, three, over my childhood.
Cats? Fish?
I fostered a cat for like 2 weeks. Definitely have had fish, yes.
All right, so Tom Brady does this, and it's announced because he's part of a company. He's an investor in Colossal Biosciences, and they cloned the pit bull mix that he had, an older dog, using a blood sample collected prior to that dog's death, and they successfully cloned the dog. And apparently this company has done it before. Now, Tom Brady's dog, Junie, is a clone of his dog, Lua, that died in 2023. And we just found out about this yesterday, no doubt to promote Colossal Biosciences. But apparently, Colossal has also, they acquired pets in Esquine. They cloned Barbra Streisand and Paris Hilton's dogs. For a minute, you thought I was going to say they cloned Barbra Streisand.
I know. Well, I love that this is really kind of low-key and under the radar right now. I would never have guessed that celebrities were getting their pets cloned.
Because they, I don't know. I'm trying to find out how much they paid to do it, because obviously that's going to be a game changer for people that are thinking, even in their wildest dreams. But this goes way back to the late 90s. The first cloned animal was a sheep.
And what purpose did they clone the sheep?
Dolly, the sheep.
I know, but why did they clone? Why did they create her?
Because they could.
Yeah, I guess it was
to show that, you know, and
it was doable.
Yeah. And Tom Brady put out a statement saying, "I love my animals. They mean the world to me and my family. A few years ago, I worked with Colossal, leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw of our family's elderly dog before she passed."
Okay. So if someone asked you this directly after, you know, you just suffered a loss, or a couple months later, would your answer be different? Would it be yes, no, obvious? What are your thoughts?
In the high emotion of, now, we lost our dog this past weekend after 15 years, a golden we rescued named Kobe. The kids named Kobe, even though it was a female, because they were big basketball fans growing up, right?
Right.
So Kobe's been around a long time, part of the family, literally grew up with my kids. And yeah, when the dog's gone, it leaves a big hole, and it's very emotional for a lot of people.
Right.
Many have said it's even more emotional than losing some, crazy as that is, some people.
Well, because with your dog, they're cuddling you, they can lay on your lap. I think, you know, dogs, depending on your relationship, can have a closer proximity to you on a daily basis than most people, you know, excluding your spouse. But yeah, I mean, what would you do?
So you're asking me directly?
I'm asking you directly.
I wouldn't do it. I mean, money aside, because I think it's, and I still haven't gotten a number on how much it costs with this company to do it. But if you can imagine, if it's Barbara Streisand, Tom Brady, Paris Hilton, we're talking big numbers.
So it's up there.
Average person, there's no way you could even think about doing it financially. Right. Unless you win the Mega Millions tonight or the Powerball tonight
or
Mega Millions tomorrow. So I don't think I would. First of all, you're cloning the dog. It's
DNA.
Just like getting another breed of the same. So we had a golden. So if you got another golden, which we did, we had a golden before that.
Wow.
We like the breed. They're friendly with kids.
Right, but you can't guarantee that the personality and soul of your previous dog is going to be there.
Definitely not. Does a dog have a soul?
Does
have a soul?
I've looked in my dog's eyes and been able to feel like he's listening to me. I feel like they do, especially when you actually love on your dog. I really feel like they do.
I think it was Pope Francis that said something about
dogs going to heaven.
Dogs going somewhere.
And
that was a startling revelation.
Yeah.
So 866-391-1020, just real quick. Thanks, Alan. We're going to go to 65 today. It's going to become windy. A little front's going to bring us maybe a shower or two. Real light, not anticipating a lot of rain. We're up to 48 degrees. John, where are you calling from, John?
Hey, Larry, I'm right out here in Clinton, Pennsylvania. You're right. It's $50,000 to $60,000 to have a dog cloned. We actually offer pet preservation freeze-dry services nationwide. We're based out of Pittsburgh.
Oh.
And we actually had a client. We had a client bring their dog and the junior dog that was cloned to the elder dog. And then they actually, a team of doctors here in Pittsburgh owned it. And you can get a dog preserved instead of euthanize at the vet. And a lot of people are choosing pet preservation.
Well, wait a minute. I don't understand. So you're freeze drying their pet?
Taxidermy, yes. And we do a taxidermy procedure here in the Pittsburgh market where you can actually preserve the physicality of your dog, your cat, your lizard, whatever it is.
Oh.
And we actually remount it using the animal's anatomy and its skeletal, its articulation, and we can recreate the authentic animal that the people love while it was alive.
How's that going over?
Oh, it's a tremendous market. We're nationwide. We do hundreds of pets every year.
All right.
It's a growing industry.
Stay on the line. We want to get your contact info. I want to have you back on because I want to hear more about this.
Oh, sure.
This. So you're basically...
Yeah, we could do a whole program on pet preservation. I can bring animals in and show them to you.
No,
talk about what we do.
Don't go away.
Actually, we can take a kitty cat, sit it on your chair in the radio station while you're talking to the public.
Well, if that's the case, how about monkeys? All right,
we've done monkeys for museums. We've done marmosets. We've done every critter you can imagine that's owned by a human.
All right, I got to have you back on. Hold on. Don't go away. Go ahead, Aaron. Get John's contact. This is happening in Pittsburgh. Freeze-dried.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.